Hey guys, welcome. It is your girl, Najm Lee. It is the NLHT show and we are rocking today. This is gonna be episode 2. And yes, I'm excited. Welcome, get your tea, get a comfy spot. We're gonna be talking about self-love, guys, self-love. And if you haven't thought about it, it is like a good time to really think about it. Not just with February around the corner with Valentine's, but also your own personal love, okay? Giving all that juice, all that ecstasy, all those hugs and kisses to yourself. So we're gonna get into it. Stay tuned. This is the NLHT show at anchor.fm/NLHT. Make sure you have that saved, subscribe, follow, whatever you gotta do. Stay tuned for it here. Man, I'm so excited for today. I'm super excited for today. And so, welcome, guys. Welcome. So I got some hand drums playing in the background. Hand drum and water drum. So I'm going to turn this down so that you can hear me. So yes. Welcome, guys. Just a few announcements before we dive into this awesome topic. Don't forget, subscribe right here at anchor.fm/NLHT. And also, we're all over social media, including YouTube at Najm Lee. NAJAAMLEE, Najm Lee. Love it. I love my name. Okay. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all at Najm Lee. And then we got Snapchat at Najm Lee Art. Don't forget the art, guys. ART. Follow me over there. I'm always like snapping pictures and different things like that. And you know, all kind of stuff. So for those that are new to me, welcome. I hope you do stay for this awesome topic and that you're enjoying episode 2 with me today. I am Najm Lee. I am a spiritual life coach, health and wellness consultant, healer, intuitive reader, writer, and artist. All at najmlee.com. Again, that's najmlee.com. And also, hey, if you've got any questions or topic ideas, right here on anchor.fm, there is something called voice message. You can actually voice message me, guys. So voice message me, leave me your ideas, leave me your questions. Hey, leave me some feedback, leave me some comments, whatever it is. Let me know that you've been here, that you've been listening, that you've been like checking this new joint out, okay? And not smoking a joint or anything like that, but you get what I'm saying. You get what I'm saying. So don't forget, follow right here, subscribe, make sure this is locked onto your desktop or your desk screen or your cell phone screen, or how is it ever called nowadays? The names keep changing. So just to give you a bit about NLHT. NLHT, for those that don't know, stands for Najm Lee Healing Temple. And I have a beautiful space on najmlee.com. And we're going to be doing something a bit different this year. And I'm working on, which I'm going to be announcing officially around like, I think the third or fourth episode. By then we should have everything and all that we're looking for and different things like that. But I'm so excited because it's going to be something that I wanted to do, but I just didn't know how to, and I wasn't know if it's the right thing, and I was going all back and forth until I had a massive dream. And spirit just came in and was just like, chica, this is what you're gonna do, this is how you gotta do it. And so I'm really obedient, guys. So I'm obedient, okay, when it comes to spirit talking to me. All right. So go check out najimlee.com. We have some awesome services, spirituality, especially if you're working on your spirituality. It's basically a learning, healing space to experience health, wellness, spirit, and blissful magic. We offer various services from spiritual life counseling, giving advice as well if you need it. We also work on with Ayurveda. That's my base, you know, Ayurveda, aromatherapy, and offering services in those areas, spirituality, and a lot of things that based in Hinduism and Eastern healing philosophies to achieve and maintain your optimal health, mind, body, emotion, spirit, and of course, a busy lifestyle. So if you're looking for like intuitive readings, this is what I do every single day. Book a session, 25-minute, 45-minute, 55-minute sessions. Please go and check it out there. And when you go onto najimlee.com, it is on the first page, which we call the shortlist. It's a directory of all our top popular services. So just scroll down and see which one you would like to do. And I look forward, seriously, to like sit down, have a chat, work with you, and see what we can do to create healing. I also offer Reiki healing, both distant and in person. So if you're in the New England area, yo, New England needs to shout me out. Like, hello, Boston, hello, even though I wasn't born here, but I still live here. So shout me out. Check me out here at najimlee.com because I am in the Boston area, Boston, Massachusetts. But your girl is straight up Canadian, okay? Toronto, Canada. That will not change. That will always be hometown, homegrown. Yo, my Canadians out there, holler at me when you listen to this show. All right? Voice message me. Leave me a comment. Tweet me, do something, or follow me over at Instagram, all right? Let's wrap these announcements up. So go over there, check me out, najimlee.com. You can read my bio, which is on the About page. Click to read if you want that in-depth of all the stuff I've done in my life, you know, from modeling to acting to working on all these different sets in Hollywood and blah, 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 blah. All right. So check me out there if you want to learn more. And for those that are interested in having me at attend the event or to do speaking or anything like that, hit up my PR management team. They are awesome. La Paz Consultants. Yo, if you don't check them out, hey. But go ahead and send them an email. Let them know that, hey, I want Najimlee to come and attend my event. I want her to come speak. Like, definitely. Go over to Booking La Paz Imaging at yahoo.com. That's Booking La Paz Imaging at yahoo.com. And the team over there is amazing. All right. So now that we got that out of the way, Lord have mercy. Let's just get into the nitty gritty of this juice. So welcome everybody to anchor.fm/NLHT. And we're going to be talking about self-love. And so what is self-love, guys? Like, what is self-love? And I was like looking at the dictionary because that's something that I always do. I check out the dictionary real quick for anything that I'm going to talk about. We got to hit that diction. So in the dictionary, self-love is a noun and it means regarding or regard for one's own well-being and happiness. Chiefly considered as a desirable rather than a narcissistic characteristic. All right. So this is not being like stuck on yourself and be like, it's all about me and nobody else. And I don't care about you. And I'm going to selfishly just like do everything so that you can make sure you do it for me. No, we're not dealing with that. That is some serious ego going on. And we don't have the time for that. All right. So self-love is about really taking care of you mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, you name it. And a lot of times we give love to everybody else. And then if you agree, like this, let me know in the voice message. But or tweet me at Najm Lee, because I'm looking at tweets today too. So, you know, I really don't understand, but I do understand in a lot of ways, because we have the first example, our mothers, our fathers. Those are the prime examples of what we learn about self-love when we come into this earth plane, besides all the other stuff that downloads that we bring and skill sets that we bring from other places. But when we come onto this earth plane through the settings of our parents, whether it's our mother, father, or both, we learn about self-love through them. And quite frankly, most people do not self-love at all. Most people are either giving their love away to others and feeling like that is where they need to basically show their love. You know, if I do something for you, that means you're going to see that I love you and that I care about you and blah, blah, blah. Which on one hand, it may seem that way, like, yeah. But another hand, it is the quickest way to forgetfulness. Okay, the quickest way. Especially human beings, we forget really quickly that, oh yeah, you did something. I remember going through that, especially when I was in college and I've done things for people. And I had this thing of showing love through the things that I do or I give, and how I was stomped on, you know. And I remember years later, some people would be like, oh, you didn't do nothing for me. Oh, I didn't remember anything you did for me. What'd you do for me? And that used to be like a arrow, a knife in my chest, because I would be like, I've done this. You want me to go and list out all that I did for you, and you can't remember what I did for you? And you know what was so interesting? I started collecting receipts. Like, literally. I mean, Nicki Minaj does it really well, using her phone and collecting receipts. But back then, I was starting to, like, I'm going to hold on to paper trail receipts of all the things I've done for people, so that they come to me with that stupidity. I have, like, let me show you what I did. Let me show you what I did, right? And then it started to be, like, too much to carry, because I used to travel a lot and moving from place to place, carrying a whole bunch of stuff, and those things was like, no, I have to change the way I'm looking at this. I have to change the way I'm receiving this, you know. And the more that I learned through relationships that I've been in, especially I've had two major relationships which taught me a lot about self-love and the necessity of self-love, and how self-love can actually hurt another person. How it can, to another person, feel like you shouldn't do that, or it is, they think you're being selfish. But that's where a narcissistic type of play comes in, and a lot of times we find ourselves, especially as women, fall trapped into that. We fall face down on into, like, oh, I guess I shouldn't take care of myself. So one of those things is, like, I was writing a book on this, where a woman would come home from work, a long day, and just wanted to, like, get herself a cup of tea. But because her partner was home and her kids were home, it was like her getting herself a cup of tea was a no-no. So she got in trouble by her partner for getting a cup of tea, right? And it went physical. And it put her in a place of, when she came home the next day from work, she literally went into the kitchen and served everybody else. Cooked the dinner, washed the plates, did everything, and did not deal with herself at all. It was like she was coming from one job, 8 hours for the day, and then coming home to do the second job, 8 hours, not able to like sit down for 5 minutes and just be to herself, but had to come in right away and attend to everybody else in the house. And this happens across the board in most families all over the globe, hands down. And especially as women, because men will actually go and have themselves a hangout, a basketball session with the dudes, go to the bar, whatever after work, and go spend some time with themselves. So for most men, this is not an issue. But for women, this is the biggest issue of doing that for yourself and being okay with it and feeling okay with it, right? When we do self-love on ourselves, it cuts out the anxiety and depression so much down. It will bring more optimism. You'll get more ideas and creative energy and creative plans that you want to do, right? You have better recovery from stress. Like when you really put in the actions for self-love, you will recover from stress so much quicker, all right? Instead of holding onto it into your pores, into your muscles, into the very bone of your body, right? Another thing is better adherence to healthy behavior changes, right? Because then you're going to want to exercise more or be on a more healthier way of eating, right? You're going to want to be outside. You're going to want to explore and really take time for yourself. Maybe to go check out the yoga class that you really wanted to do or an art class that you've always wanted to try or whatever it is. Like, it opens up these doorways when you begin to have self-love and indulge in it. Self-love is basically compassion, guys, to yourself, right? To yourself. When you are gentle with yourself, there is no judgment. There's no punishing for any mistake, because there's no mistake when it comes to you and self-loving yourself. Right? Because there's no one better than you. There's no one greater than you. You are the goddess within you. And taking that time to pamper yourself, to be with yourself, be in with yourself. That's something I posted in on Instagram about being into yourself. Just be where you can sit down and meditate for longer than 3 minutes. Maybe you'll be able to sit and meditate for 30 minutes with yourself, you know, and restore the cells within your body, right? Restoring the mind, restoring the muscles and tissues, restoring and healing, giving yourself those 30 minutes or even an hour to really gently heal yourself. Because when you are healed, you're able to give to everybody else with no problem, right? It's easier. You're much more relaxed. You're much more happy, and you're ready to give even more because you attended to yourself. Is this making any sense with you guys? Is this really tapping in? Let me know in the comments. Let me know on Twitter at Najm Lee. Let me know that this is making some sense and you're feeling what I'm talking about. Okay? Use the hashtag NLHT. NLHT. And I'll get it. All right? So there's other ways that I want to look at this as well. Where it's mindfulness, self-kindness, and just being. So the compassion that I want you to have within yourself is like, you know what, when I get home, And if you have to like write this down, post it up on the front door or on a kitchen board, when you walk in the house from a long day at work or whatever you do, so that everybody in your family knows this, because you are in charge. You are the head of the household. Without you, things just don't function. So, which the family knows, everybody knows. Without mama, without the woman, things just don't go the right way, the way it's supposed to. We all know this. So, write this on a board, y'all. You're going to write down, today is my day. When I walk in, quiet to myself for 30 minutes, or you can write 60 minutes, whatever it is, whatever number does well for you. 30 minutes or 60 minutes, okay? I'm not giving y'all 5 minutes. I'm not giving y'all 15. I'm not giving, nope. 30 minutes or 60 minutes, okay? And everybody's going to adhere to it. When mommy comes home, I don't care if you have to sit down and have a household meeting and let everybody know, and they are going to follow it. And if you have to say, you know what, Najim Lee told me to do this, hey, do that, okay? I'm your backup. I'm your coach, okay? I'm your guide. If you need reinforcement and some support, I am your girl. Let me know and put me on the phone if you need to. No problem. All right? I'm being serious, but I'm definitely here for you. So put that on a big poster board, paste it up at the front entrance, and you let them people know, from your husband to the parents in the house to the children, when I walk in, if you want to get your dinner and your pies and your treats and your everything, you have to give me 30 minutes every day when I come in. I need 30 minutes to myself. No knocking on the door, no calling my name, no texting, no ringing my phone, no peeking under the door, no crying. Nope, nope, nope. 30 minutes. And I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to give you an example. When my daughter, yes, I have a daughter, but when she was younger, I implemented what I call silence sabbatical. And I learned this from my second guru when I was learning Ayurveda aromatherapy and I was getting my degree in that. And it's something that she was doing at school one day when I walked in and she wasn't talking, and then someone explained to me, oh, she's doing silent sabbatical, and it explained to me what that was. And basically, silent sabbatical is basically a sabbatical you give to yourself that you will not speak, you will not communicate. It don't matter if somebody says, hey, how you doing, you will not answer. Nothing. You can't communicate. So you are in silence with yourself. You are in this moment of peace with yourself. And I began to implement that because I saw the power in bringing my anxiety down and my fatigue down at the time. And so when I came home, because you know, my daughter, she's the only child with me. And at the time, she was rambunctious. I mean, when I say energy, we would say energy, energy, energy. You know, like, girl had energy. Now, she's like so mature, older, and just like totally opposite, okay? But when she was younger, she was Mighty Mouse, okay? Speedy Gonzales, like, going, 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 going. And at some point, your girl here got winded. And so I implemented this. I came home one day and I said, okay, every Friday, I think it was, or Saturday, I'm going to do this. And I told her, mommy can't speak for the whole day from sun up to sundown. That was the goal. Sun up to sundown. And the first time we implemented it, you know, she started talking and stuff, and I wouldn't answer. And I gave her pad and pen, and that's how she communicated with me for the whole entire day. And I was in peace. I didn't have to answer. I didn't have to do anything. It's just pen and pad. And it worked. I found myself calm. I found herself calm. She was calm, but she was happy, like in a peace. And I was calm and happy and in a peace. And it may seem like the first couple hours was kind of like tough, but the more that I did it and I implement every week, she now was like, oh, today's mommy's day of no talking, so we can't talk. So she'll tell people if they came over or they were hanging out that Friday, mommy doesn't talk. We have to be quiet. And she was basically like my cheerleader. So she will always remind me, mama, Friday, no talking. And I would have to, now she kept me accountable. And it was great. It was fun because she was looking forward to it. And so at nighttime, after when sunset, then she'll start, it will be weird because then we wouldn't really need to talk. Everything was expressed. And so it was like slow moving and nice and comfortable and so much of more love and understanding because I had to be in a position of observing. So I'm observing myself and observing her. And I got to know my daughter even better. And I got to know myself a lot better. And so if you take anything from this, what I'm saying, spending time with you is self-love. Giving that love and compassion to you is self-love. It is necessity. Did I say that right? Necessity. And a health advisory, I would say, to having good mental health, physical health, emotional health, and spiritual health. So a couple other tips I want to give here. Can I find this right here? Girl, I'm like all over the place. So something that I was doing that I would encourage you to do is create a ritual, a self-love ritual, right? Just like I was saying, mine was this particular day, Fridays, sun up to sundown, no talking. It's my silent sabbatical. And I did it. I stuck to it. Another thing is journaling. I would journal. I would write. I would express myself. I would also do art. You know, I would draw. You know, during these times, like no TV, nope. The TV's off. The phone's out. This is a time for me. So you're not allowed to have the TV on. That's just like, You're wasting the day. You're not to no radio. You know, you can put in maybe something Zen music if you need it. But being in the stillness of quietness is what you want. In the stillness, in the silence is the practice. This is the practice. And the other thing is you get to know yourself. So buy yourself something beautiful. Buy yourself something beautiful, whether it's, you know, flowers for yourself or maybe a spa set that you can do, like indulge in a bath time for yourself. Maybe that could be part of your ritual that for 30 minutes you are going to soak in the bath, candles lit, flowers all over the bathtub, you know, salt baths. Whatever it is, create the fantasy that you want that will help you in the self-love. Do some cleaning. Oh my gosh, cleaning is wonderful to do during this time. Clean. Being of service to yourself. Cleaning for yourself. right? You're not cleaning for anyone at this moment. It's cleaning for you. So, you know, maybe you want to get rid of some clothes that you're not using no more, or makeup stuff that you're not using anymore, whatever it is. But take the time that, okay, this day I'm going to clean for myself. Let's see. Go into meditation. You know, tap into some meditation. Sit with yourself and be in meditation for those minutes, right? Every single day. Be in meditation. Spend that time to clear the mind, clear the thoughts. You're going to get thoughts. You're going to sit with them and you're going to release them. Sit and release. Take a class. Go to the gym. Or go do some yoga. Or, you know, whatever it is, go take a walk. Go running. Go swimming. You know, whatever it is in that time of silence, do it for yourself. You know, this is a part of it. Like, you know, really feeling the body, connecting with the body, becoming one with yourself. And the other thing, letting go. Letting go of the past is the biggest thing. Let go of the past, let go of the future. And be in the present moment. That present moment is with yourself. Nobody else. It is with you. You got this. Nobody else but you. Loving yourself means spending time with you. And you alone. Okay? Getting back to center. Getting back to the goddess within you. And so, after this commercial, I'm going to talk really quickly about removing the chaos. And for those that don't support you in this, and this is so important. So, let's get into the quick announcements here. So, earlier today, if you go check it out, go check out my Instagram at Najm Lee. I did and shared with you guys my puja, my prayer session with Ma Durga, Ma Lakshmi, Kali, and it is up right now on my Instagram page, and you can also check it out. It will be on the IGTV at Najm Lee if you missed it. For some reason, as we know, Instagram only holds videos up for about 24 hours. So if you miss it, don't worry. Go over to IGTV at Najm Lee and check it out. Also, talking about meditation, for the past 5 days or so, I've been posting in this meditation segment of inserts and highlights about what meditation is and you know, how you can learn more about it and guide yourself. So go check that out at Najm Lee on Instagram. And part 5 was posted in our meditation series, and I always post the previous one, so part 4 is with it. And basically, meditation is about training in awareness and getting a healthy sense of perspective. You know, without the breath, things can feel foggy and get real foggy really fast. Focusing on the rhythm of your breathing can be like a gentle beating of a drum, which can calm the mind, relax the body, and give you better clarity because the breath removes the fog. So I want you to remember, join me on Tuesdays in the afternoon for 3-Minute Tuesday. It is at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time. It's live with me on Instagram. And basically, guys, it's our lunchtime meditation session. I'm talking about 3 quick minutes. But when you start, oh my gosh, people have been feeling so good doing this. And we just started this for the new year. So get with it. It's Tuesdays for 3 minutes at lunchtime, 12:30 p.m. Eastern time. So join me, okay, guys? And also, if you're interested, check out our meditation program. I offer a meditation program which gives you the basics. It's about a 5-week program, and you're meditating and you're learning to meditate and understand the meditation and the different parts of the body and how they relate to each other. You get such a great history. You get videos, you get audios. So go check it out. It's worth it. And this is at bit.ly/spiritualsessionsacademy. Again, that's bit.ly/spiritualsessionsacademy. All right, so let's get back into our segment, our episode 2, which is self-love. So, narcissism, ego, you name it. I don't know what it is, but the moment that, especially as a woman, and you start to really go inward and begin the healing with yourself, and starting this self-love journey, you will find a lot of people are going to drop from your circle. And unfortunately, a lot of times, that circle is the closest circle to you. And that could be your husband, your boyfriend, fiance, partner, your best friend. Because all of a sudden, the time that you were given to them, now you're using that time for yourself. And at first it can be uncomfortable or feel kind of weird. But the more that you do it, it's going to be empowering for you. Unfortunately, I'm telling you guys, others will get upset and will try in every way possible to get you to stop. And this is where willpower and the power within yourself is going to be so important. And don't beat up yourself because you may feel like, oh, maybe I shouldn't. And you may stop. You may not do it. But there's something within is going to pull you back and say, no, I really should do this. And that's you, your inner higher self, letting you know it's time to love you. It is time to love you. And I can give you an example. When I started Silent Sabbatical, and the person that I was with was egotistical and a narcissist. And I didn't find out until later, like looking at it. Like while you're in the relationship, a lot of times you don't realize how deep you are until you're out of that relationship. In a relationship that I was in, this person was a narcissist, narcissistic tendencies and everything. When we were getting together, I have been doing a silent sabbatical, and this person showed no signs of, you know, it was bad or they were irritated. But it's something that I continued. And I remember further on in the relationship, I was going to do it one day, and this person had an issue with it. Like it started to unravel, and I would second guess myself and be like, oh, it's okay. I don't have to do it this week. You know, I can do it next week. And this person basically, out of selfish reasons, thought that me putting the energy into myself was a no-no in his eyes. It has to be about him and him only. So something that was said was, you know, oh, if you do this, you don't talk for like the whole day, what's going to happen to me? And this I have found, a lot of women have heard this line. If you do this, what's going to happen to me? If you do that, what's going to happen to me? You know what? Nothing is going to happen to them. That's the point. Nothing is going to happen to them. What's really going to happen is you are going to be empowering yourself. you are going to grow self-esteem, self-confidence, okay? That is what's going to happen. Nothing is going to happen to them. And remember, you are worth it. Every bit of them 30 minutes or 60 minutes or the whole day, you are worth it. You hear me? Do not let anybody talk you out or fear you out of loving yourself. Do not let anyone fear you out on loving yourself. Love yourself. Because what happened to this relationship? It broke. At some point, two and two knocking my head, and no more. No more am I going to lose myself by somebody who is so selfish, by somebody who is so egotistical, by somebody who is such a narcissist that they will never heal. Narcissistic people will not change. Do not flatter yourself and try to think you're going to change them. There is no such thing. Narcissistic people do not change. It is embedded in them. They will have to change on their own, with their own, for themselves. The most important person right now, the most important being right now is you. And you giving love to yourself is so important for the children that you're raising, for the family that's around you, for your friends, for your business or job that you work at, for the whole entire community. When you love yourself, woman, you're able to love everybody in abundance. And don't you forget it. Don't you forget it. You are worth every drop of love you give to yourself. And if somebody cannot love you for you loving you, they have no room and no business standing near your throne. No business. Because you are the goddess. You are the queen. You are the empress. You are the high priestess. You are the light. And let it shine, my girl. Let it shine bright because of the love you've given to yourself. And that's how that thing goes, girls. That's how that thing goes. All right? I've learned so much about self-love, and I put it into practice every day on myself. And I've learned loving myself is the most important thing on this planet. Because when I love myself, I'm able to love my daughter. I'm able to love my dad. I'm able to love my brother, my sisters, my mom, my aunts, my uncles, everybody, people that I work with, my clients, love my Najimli Healing Temple. You know, I just love the temple. And I can't wait to share what I'm working on so that you can be involved in it too. You know, I cannot wait, guys. So I totally hope you enjoyed this segment today. Oh my God, we just did episode 2. Woohoo! I'm so excited. Yes, episode 2 down. Looking forward to doing episode 3, guys. And so we're going to continue talking. And yo, don't forget, send in your ideas. Okay, guys? I love to hear. Give me some feedback. What did you think about self-love today? What were some points that really hit at you? What were some things that you will do or you will incorporate starting now? Let me know. Tell me about it. You can tweet me at Najimli. You can Facebook me at Najm Lee, or go over to Instagram at Najm Lee and DM me. Go ahead and DM me. I look forward to talking with you. Hey, don't forget, you know, you can voice message me here at the station, okay? And this is anchor.fm/NLHT. Again, that's anchor.fm/NLHT. Make sure you're subscribed. Make sure you're following. Leave me a voice message. I want to know what you thought about today's episode. And also go and book a session with me for an intuitive reading. Go over to najmlee.com right now, today, right after the show. Go and book a session with me. I love to work with you. For any speaking engagements, don't forget, hit up najmlee.com. Connect with my PR management team, and that's over at bookinglapazimaging@yahoo.com. And that information is also on my Instagram bio page at Najm Lee. Go over to instagram.com/Najm Lee, and it's right there on the bio page. All right. What else? What else am I leaving out? Oh my God. All right. again, I'm Najm Lee. I am your host and guide of this new show, NLHT. I look forward to hearing from you, and I will see you in another episode, guys. Oh my God, we did it. 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 Have an awesome day, and don't forget to like, share, subscribe right here, and I will talk to you very soon. Namaste and Nityananda.